you know that the families that attend live Homeschool Made Simple seminars tend to be the folks that stay the course with our methods for the years to come? There's something wonderful about the excitement that's generated by being in a room full of like-minded families, hearing success stories, fathers meeting other fathers, and teens connecting with new friends. It is said that repetition is the mother of learning. If you want to hold fast to these time-proven methods, it's essential to hear this information regularly as your children's needs and ages change. Join us in Dallas, Texas on Saturday, August 29th. We have lots of new and exciting information, speakers, and breakout sessions. Register at homeschoolmadesimple.net/seminars. I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In today's episode, Carol returns with her friend, Dr. Bill Sears, as he shares from his wealth of knowledge as a pediatrician and a prolific author in this last, final part of this three-part series. Are you ready to reset your family's relationship with screens so that you can connect more deeply with one another, with God, and nature? Unfortunately, aspects of childhood that were largely assumed in past generations have gone the way of the dodo bird. With our Unplugged Childhood Bundle, we'll help you tame the media lion, cultivate a love for nature, and give your children lots of time for unstructured play. After listening to the Unplugged Childhood Bundle, you'll have the vision and tools you need to give your children the precious gifts of innocence, boredom, and resilience. Use coupon code PODCAST at checkout to receive 15% off your order. Visit our online store, homeschoolmadesimple.net/store, to get the Unplugged Childhood Bundle today. Now let's get into the episode.
Well, okay, done. One of my favorite books that you wrote is, what is it called? You wrote it with the two big boys, and who are also pediatricians for our listeners. And it was about when the Sears kids and their children go shopping, that, you know, they keep all the rules. We only shop in the outside perimeter of the store.
Yes.
And then the family culture pride is we don't eat any foods with numbers or letters or anything we can't pronounce.
Right.
And that's a pride thing instead of, we don't get to eat anything good in our house.
Right. Right.
But it's just like, who would want to eat something that you can't even pronounce the word
exactly.
of?
Exactly. Carol, what do you think is the number one top food for the brain and the heart?
Salmon.
You got it.
Wild Alaskan.
Wild
Alaskan. Because you taught me.
Wild Alaskan salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, Martha, I get my wild Alaskan salmon from a
fishery.
The oldest salmon fishery in Alaska called Lummi Island Wild, L-U-M-M-I, Lummi Island Wild. Every 2 weeks when it comes, Martha used to say, Bill, your medicines arrive. And really, there is no food on earth that has 10 nutrients in it that's good for the brain and the heart. 10. There's no food to even come close on that. So that's why we start one of our first foods. We feed babies. We call it salmon at 7 months.
Oh, I love it.
And it's called Shaping Young Tastes.
I love it.
Because if you start early on, the tongue sends text messages to the crave center in the brain. Oh, that's good for me. Eat more. Okay.
I love it.
So we, Stephen, our first child, we had Down syndrome.
Yes.
So we started his first food with avocados at 6 months and salmon at 7 months.
Yes.
He craves salmon now.
Hallelujah.
He craves it. He will come down when he comes. He lives in a group home. When he comes down to Aussie, he'll say, Dad, we're having salmon tonight.
Absolutely we are. Yeah.
And so you instill that shaping young taste early on in a child's brain.
Yeah.
The brain says, like, eat more.
Wow. Any more letters on the belly fat regime?
Yeah.
Move,
so
nature, nutrition.
Smart, eat smart, sleep smart.
Okay. Talk about that.
Sleeping is healing. And what people don't realize, they think, oh, sleep's just a waste of time. No, no. Carol, when you drift off to sleep, a huge army comes in to your body, an army of house cleaners. It's called the lymphatic system. Glia cells are trillions of little cells that come into your brain and clean house. Mm-hmm. They're like house cleaners, sweeping away garbage, toxic thoughts that you don't want to remember. It takes the garbage and dumps them into the rivers of your brain.
Yes.
The lymphatic system, which widened during sleep. So during sleep is one word is called brainwashing. Brainwashing. Like, you know, you go to sleep with a problem, you wake up with a solution.
Mm.
So quality sleep is very important.
Yes.
Also for weight control. I use the term waist control.
Yeah, I like that.
Waist control. Because what's interesting is during quality sleep, I call it a symphony. Your body and brain is like the greatest symphony ever created. And during sleep, the symphony plays. Some play loud, some play soft. But there are two types of hormones, leptin and ghrelin. Ghrelin is a hormone that wants eat more, eat more, eat more. Leptin is say, eat less, eat less.
Mm.
When you're quality sleep, you wake up with a higher leptin.
Leptin is higher? Oh, really?
So it says, enough already, you've eaten enough. If you don't sleep well, you wake up with the ghrelin that says, okay, buddy, just stuff yourself all day.
Because you need the energy.
Yeah.
You're eating for energy. But if you've slept, you're not hungry for that energy. Yeah. You have natural energy.
So sleep, quality sleep, so important.
Wow.
So in our newest book, The Smart Health Plan, we have 30 pages on sleep.
Oh, my land.
And then...
Is it out yet, Bill? When's it coming out?
Yeah, just came out.
It did?
It's on Amazon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, good.
It's all colored pictures.
Okay.
Like we have a heart in bed.
Uh-huh.
And the heart is telling how good it feels. And we have a brain in bed. How good it feels.
Oh.
And we have an immune system in bed.
We're taking a break from the episode to let you know that Vogtberg Music Academy is celebrating its 10-year anniversary by giving you your first month of access for just $10. Weekly video lessons and PDFs, live coaching workshops, student showcases, a community to share your progress with, seasonal challenges, and competitions. And it's just $10 to get started. Use our code HOMESCHOOL10 so they know we sent you, and get started with either piano, guitar, fiddle, or ukulele. VMA teachers will hop on a live call with you to help you get your violin in tune, change a string on your guitar, or get you polished up for an upcoming performance. Thousands of students from ages 5 to 75, including my 8-year-old daughter, have used Vogtberg Music Academy to learn their favorite piano, guitar, fiddle, or ukulele song. After just one lesson, you will be playing a song your whole family can enjoy. Also, the Vogtbergs are all about families learning together, so they encourage you to get one membership and have siblings learn together or parents join along. Check the link below and use our code HOMESCHOOL10 at checkout to get your first month of VMA for just $10. Now let's get back to the show.
And the fourth is think smart.
Okay.
The brain.
All right.
We have a whole course on number one, avoiding toxic thoughts. The young people have trouble with that. Oh, I got dumped by a date, or I didn't get invited to that party, or they told me I'm too young. Mm-hmm. I hear that all the time. Young people don't have time for 6 months of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is good. It works. But they come in and say, but I just want to feel better fast.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to feel better fast. I'm pressed, I'm down. I need something to feel better fast. And the worst thing I could do at the time is just, here, take this. Next.
That's what some doctors do.
Yeah.
But not Bill Sear.
No, no.
Yeah. No.
I call it the skills and pills model. Give them self-help skills first.
Yes.
And then, if needed, add pills. So you go down with the pills, which are sometimes necessary.
Yes.
Down with the pills as you go up with the skills.
So you're lowering your dosage, weaning them off.
Yeah. So so I created what I call a playlist. So say you're coming in my office and you're all that stuff. I said, oh, Carol, I say you're 15 or 20 or something like that. And I said, you have a playlist on your phone of your favorite music? And, oh, yeah, I do. Well, I'd like you to do. You have a lot of photos on your phone? Oh, yeah, I have my favorite photos and all. I want you to pick your five favorite photos and call it your playlist. And as soon as a toxic thought occurs, oh, I may fail the exam, or I like this guy, he doesn't like me, or something like that. As soon as a toxic thought, the very second you say, playlist, playlist, and you look at your phone.
Okay.
Playlist, and you memorize that playlist so you store it in your brain. You don't have to look at your phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as a toxic thought, within a second, toxic thought arrives, playlist, and you play your five things. And I do that, my playlist, toxic thought arrives, meeting Martha. The day I met when she was the first day in the hospital.
Yes.
Prettiest nurse in the hospital. Walks into the cafeteria.
Yes.
I have a picture of her there.
Yes.
Marrying Martha.
Best thing you ever did.
Yes, I do. Kissing Martha. I have a picture of that. So that's my playlist.
I love that.
So to make it, see why it works, the playlist works. Picture the brain like an airport, and your brain's like the air traffic controller in a busy airport.
Mm.
A toxic thought arrives in an airplane, and the controller says, hey, runways are all filled.
You can't land
with happy
here.
Thoughts.
I love it.
No place for you to land. Go away. Go away.
That's great.
We use that for pain control.
I love that.
Go away, go away. What you're doing is you're filling your brain with the runways of your brain with so many good thoughts, there's no place for the toxic pain to land on.
So things which are just and pure and lovely and a good report.
Yeah,
think
so that's in
things.
Our Think Smart. And then we have a section. Have you ever heard the term neurotheology?
No.
Neurotheology is a relatively new term.
Okay.
I was playing golf with a bunch of university professors of neurology.
Yes.
And one was Vince Fortunes. Well, Vince wrote the book, a classic book on the anti-Alzheimer's prescription. I said, Dr. Vince is a godfather to two of our children. I said, Vince, what's new in neurology?
Yeah.
And he and his other friends said, the concept of neurotheology. Said, I never heard of that. What is it? He said, well, we all got together and we found the closer a patient is to God, the happier and healthier they are.
Amen.
And so the concept of neurotheology, and that's why sometimes I will start a consultation with, tell me, Joe, how's your relationship with God? How's your relationship because of neurotheology?
Yes.
It's a study. And I remember a nice mom said to me one time after I asked her daughter that, she said, well, Dr. Bill, we want her to grow up as a free thinker. We'll let her make up her mind about God when she's maybe 20 or so.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, please don't be offended by what I'm about to say. But what I'm about to say is because I care about your precious daughter. What you just said about freethinking reminds me of my favorite movie, Dumb and Dumber.
No, you did not say this.
Dumb and Dumber. And she looked at me, I said, the brain, your child's precious brain, grows the fastest in the first 10 to 15 years.
Yes.
You don't wait until 20, you don't wait to feed a plant when it's withering already. You feed it when the roots are there. And she said, oh, I never thought of that. Thank you, Dr. Kelsey. So those are things, Carol, in our Think Smart chapter.
Yeah.
And then we have Share Smart, the fifth one, the power of community.
Yes.
Making close friends, deeper relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the helper's high. You feel good by doing good.
Yes. And this is what you have given your life to since you were ill.
Yeah. No, in a new book, it's 225 pages.
Yes.
probably about 100 color illustrations, funny ones.
Yes.
And we donate any profits to children's charities.
Awesome. What is it? And say the name of the title again, Bill.
It's called The Smart Health Plan.
Okay. And it's just by you, not Martha, or Martha also?
Martha too, yeah.
Good.
The Smart Health Plan, subtitle, 5 Steps to Lasting Health and Happiness for All Ages.
I am so glad you told
us
about this.
And it's something that children, the parents can teach their children at school.
Absolutely.
At home.
Absolutely.
Teachers at school, that type of thing.
Wow. You are a gift. I just can't thank you enough, Bill.
Thank you, Carol.
You've taught me so much all these years. Mm-hmm. You know, we've known each other 42 or 43 years.
Oh, we're that old, huh?
Well, how about if you pray for our listeners? Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. Lord, we come before you today and thank you for the greatest gifts, the gift of babies and children and motherhood and fatherhood. Mm-hmm. We thank you for the biblical teachings that are simply our guidebook for how to get closer to you. Mm-hmm. We ask you that please bring us closer to you and to help us radiate that closeness to our children and our grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.